Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day where your mercies are new and to encourage and uplift us. And we thank you for the wonderful picture of marriage that we have gone through the last 2 days, Lord, that you made male and female and you put us together to be one flesh, to work together, to be helpmates, not problems. And the whole purpose, as we saw in Malachi, Lord, is to bring godly offspring. So thank you for this beautiful example, and just thank you for understanding now as we go further into these readings by your Spirit. Just enlighten and motivate and move us in Jesus' name. Your will be done this day and every day in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. So we've set the examples as we just reminded ourselves now in prayer. And when the disciples heard that it's, you know, the only reason you can get divorced is because of sexual immorality, then they say, well, it's better not to get married. And then Jesus goes on to point out that not everyone can accept these sayings, because some people are from birth, they just haven't got a desire to get married, and then some are made to be Enochs, not to be married by men. And there we can see in the days past and that they were castrated so that they can't abuse the children or abuse the king's household. And then he goes on to say, and there's some that can be celibate because of the kingdom of God. So there's a destiny written for each and every one. He says, I formed you in your mother's womb, and the days ordained for you were written before there were any. So God has got the master plan for each and every one of our lives. And as we stay in tune with him, he brings it to pass. And we've seen the example of the disciples. Many of them were not married. And the perfect example of Jesus. And so in that way, you can just be set apart, as the word says here, for the kingdom of God and those realities. And you don't have to have the blessing of a wife and children, natural children, and then it's just you united to the Lord like a bride, and you having spiritual children. And the thing is, what I just see here and that in this world and what we are going through now, you know, when people are not being instructed with the scriptures, then there's all this deception and these lies, and people are born and then they get judged according to, you know, the word gay. We used to call a gay is just a person that was gay, that was was a gay person. He was gentle and he wasn't aggressive, and that was gay. But that word has got a whole new connotation. But then what would happen then? People that has fallen into homosexuality and wrong things, they would say, "Oh, you one of us," and then they would be put into that mold and then fall into that lie and deception. And then also all the deception we're getting now in the world that is messing up the beautiful example of marriage or dedication to the Lord is all the lies and the deception that there's so many different, you all know what I'm saying. There's so much deception out there to keep people away from the God, away from the purity of the beauty of the life that he set out for us. And this is a problem to the children. And I like here, as we go on here, Jesus talks about children here and how they mustn't be hindered from coming to him. And so today we have got all this deception out there. And the problem is the gospel, the good news that God loves you, God made you, he's got a purpose for your life, is not being shared in word and in deed. In many ways it's not. But praise God, there is examples out there, and that's beautiful. But the deception is rife out there to deceive mankind, man and woman, and deceive the children and the next generation. So, guys, just the importance again, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So love God's wonderful word. Love the truth that is made available so that you can be the person that God made you to be. Remember the scripture, it says, who finds his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my name's sake will find it. Why would we lose our natural carnal life? Because it's taking us nowhere. It's taking us to the lake of fire. We don't want to go that way. We were made by God, and we were made by God for purpose. So we want to stay by God, and in staying by God, we find out the wonderful scripture, Ephesians 2 verse 10, you are God's workmanship, created for good works, which were predestined for you to walk in. So we don't want to miss out on the wonderful plan that God has for our lives. So stay with him so that we can be the right fragrance, the example, the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.